This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Tuesday, everybody. This is Prophetic Tuesday, declaring that one word from God can change your life forever. You're listening to BPN Radio, now in our 29th month of broadcasting, calling America to pray. We are broadcasting live from Prayer Central here on BPN Radio in Austin, Texas, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Celebrating 50 years of the ministry around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We remember the Breakout Prayer Network, and each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do. And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening today. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. Thank you very, very much. This is Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. And wow, the voice of the Lord. I love the voice of the Lord. And on the way with me today is one of my spiritual daughters and incredible prophetic voice, Callie Hargraves. And Gene and I have been in a relationship with Callie since, 2000. Anyhow, we're getting ready, so stay tuned. Here we go.
I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dance.
My friend Martin Smith.
And all the healing they bring.
The prophet's song.
Most of all.
About 1994, I gave Martin Smith a prophetic word that he was not to sign. I heard the Holy Spirit saying, don't sign a contract. And he told me later, Dale, if I hadn't got that word, I would have been making pence or pennies instead of dollars. So one word from God can change your life forever. And Callie, it's Callie Hargraves. Good to have you back with me here on Prophetic Tuesday. Of course, you're no stranger to BPN Radio. You have the Warrior Watch every Wednesday, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and it's so good to have you here with me today. Of course, Callie helps lead an incredible church, a wonderful church in Baytown, Texas, Celebration of Life, and she leads that along with her sister and her brother-in-law, Todd and Cindy Mooring. Hey, it's good to have you back today, Callie.
It's so good to be here, Papa Dale. I'm loving what God is doing through this network. I'm loving what the Lord is doing across this nation and across and in and through His people. This morning, I got up and I heard the word of the Lord for all the listeners this morning. And this is what I heard the Lord say. This is the year of redemption and doors that you and open doors and opportunities that you have missed in the past have come back around to you, and this is the year that you will walk into the promised land. And I was reminded of the 12 spies that went into Canaan's land to kind of spy out the land, and they, the first time they went in, because of the 10 that did not believe, the whole nation of Israel missed their opportunity to seize Canaan's land. But we know the end of that story. We know that after a time of wandering, they came right back around to an opportunity where God allowed them this time to enter in because their faith was right. They worked with the Holy Spirit. They worked with God. and they did not allow their unbelief to keep them from where God was taking them. And I really believe that many people listening this morning have lamented over missed opportunities and times that God had opened the door to their personal Canaan land, to their personal destiny, and because of unbelief or deception, they were not able to enter in. But you're at a spot, at a place, at a season of time where you are entering in, and you can walk right in. Just walk with faith. Let your mouth align with the word of God, and this is your season. You may have lost it in times past. Forget the past. We press forward toward the mark, knowing that God has opened this door wide again. So that's what I heard this morning for everyone listening.
That's a great word, Kelly. The year of redemption. So God is redeeming back things that they have lost or missed opportunities, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I believe in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Papa Dale.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to prophesy today. And, of course, this is our most listened to program throughout the week, at least the one that I host, and because so many, many people need a word from God. And what I believe, Callie, is that there's so many, many names, we won't be able to get to everyone, but just being in this atmosphere, I believe, will, if you'll anoint your ears to hear, your eyes to see, I believe the Holy Spirit can speak a word to you, regardless of whether we call your name or not. But, boy, I just know that God is a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You know, yesterday I visited one of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, who's the only five-time boxing champion of the world. And he was telling me that he's going to be inducted on June the 12th into the Boxing Hall of Fame in New York. And, of course, I was very proud of him. He couldn't wait to tell me. And but I remember when his boxing career was about over, God gave me a word for him when I did not even know him, and he was not even in the church. I just all of a sudden heard the Holy Ghost say these words, Evander Holyfield's about to make a major comeback. I did not know that the man standing in front of me waiting for a prophetic word was Evander Holyfield's personal trainer. And he went home immediately, called Evander, said there's a word. He'd already been he'd been disqualified from the state of New York because of an injury he'd had, and it looked like his career was over. But one word from God, and I called him up, prayed for him, and he said, would you help me make the journey? So I began to travel with Evander Holyfield, went all the way to Moscow, Russia with him, where he boxed once again for the world title. It's just amazing. And then, of course, that was yesterday. Today, I'm speaking over Callie Hargraves, who's become an incredible prophetic voice, an incredible preacher, and co-hosting here with me on BPN Radio. And I know that prophetic words have changed your life. And that's today.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow, I'm going to have your daughter, my spiritual granddaughter, Ray Lynn, on with me. So yesterday, today, and tomorrow, I'll be celebrating what God can do. He can speak something that he wanted to do in your life yesterday, or today, or tomorrow.
Yes,
so,
he can.
So I'm excited about what God is doing, and we're going to pray, and then I'm just going to let you start prophesying any words that you might have for anyone.
Sure.
And I just want to tell everybody that when Callie and I give you a prophecy today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something he's going to do tomorrow, or the next day, or next week, next month, next year. It could be a confirming word you've already heard, and it could be a future word, something, well, I've already said that. It could be a new word. New things do I declare, the Lord said to the prophet, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So God may say something to you that's never even entered your mind, unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And sometimes I speak a word over someone that is that God has been thinking about them. I believe a prophecy is something that God is thinking about you, that he's already prepared you for, designed, but he wants to reveal it to you. And remember that a prophecy is not a chapter or a book. It's one word. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So that's what we're going to do. We give you a word, write it down. You got to receive it by faith now. Can't receive with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, says that your mind does not have the capability, the capacity to receive the things of God. It's your spirit. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Callie Hargraves and I come today on this prophetic Tuesday. I pray that you'll speak to us, speak through us. And there may be today that we'll just have a name in front of us, a name. But we know that just that name, we can hear the voice of the Lord. And so I just pray right now that you will anoint us to work together, flow together in rhythm in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Callie, whoever you want to pray for.
Well, let's start with Pastor Clinton H. I want to start with Pastor Clinton H. I hear the word of the Lord saying that you have put your hand to the plow and you have started saying initiatives, and it seemed that the momentum was very, very slow. I got a picture of like a small pebble coming down the mountain, and it was just so small you could barely even see it. And as it rolled, it picked up more and more debris, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and the momentum got faster and faster. And I see that this is the year where momentum will take over. And you've been somewhat discouraged, but the Lord said momentum will take over. Your prayers have been heard, your desire, your determination, your obedience to the Spirit is paying off in spades. God is doing a great work for you this year, and I see that momentum will begin to take over, and you will smile and you will laugh and you will cry tears of joy because God has heard your prayer, and there's things that you've set your hand to do, and it seemed like you had very, very slow progress, and you did. But the time is now, and the word of the Lord is momentum is taking over, Holy Ghost momentum, and you will begin to see much fruit in your ministry, in your life, even in your family. Areas where the enemy has wounded you in your family, God is going to turn that around and heal, deliver, set free, and set things in order. This is the year for momentum and order for you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. And Tanya F., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you can stay in the minor leagues if you want to, but there is an opening coming in the major leagues, a position you have not played before. You say, well, I've not played that position before, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I've opened that place for you. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you need to go for it. Terrence W., we're trying to just say first and last initial. Terrence W., God's delays, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, are not his denials. You're definitely a star in your own right, a coach. And you must understand that like Joseph, your influence is growing over the wall into places you've never been, doing things you've never done. And this is an incredible season of breakout. An incredible season of adventure for you, Terrence W. All right, Kelly.
Patty J., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a woman of great acceleration. You just put your foot to the accelerator and you go. You're not, you have great faith. Your faith has served you well. This is a year where your faith will even go to another level. You're believing God for things that people are telling you that might be a little bit crazy or that might be a little bit out there. And you've got a few people around. You might want to realign, not get rid of friends, but realign the voices you're listening to, because what God is speaking to you is God. If you can do it in the natural, it's probably not God. If it seems impossible, it's probably God with the big G. And so I just prophesy that you have such a heart to go do something that's really big. And you've always been a woman to put your foot to the pedal. And you don't need to back up. You don't need to listen to naysayers. You need to listen to the wise counsel of the spiritual mentors in your life. But God has called you. He's anointed you. You're a voice for your area and your sphere. And the Bible says that if we're faithful with the things that he's given us, that he'll make us ruler, or he'll give us more responsibility. And I see this is your next step in responsibility in the area of your destiny as it relates to what God has called you to do. So just walk out there. Do what God's called you to do. Don't be afraid. The resources will come. The influence will come. The platform will come. God has called you. He's anointed you, and he'll open the door.
Hey, Brandy J., Brandy J. I see you on, you're like a person on a bus, and you're with a whole bunch of peers, people of like, of likeness, of like faith, of like, well, you're just, you're amongst a great bunch of friends. And I just see the bus coming to a certain stop, and you're the only one that is getting off. Somebody's calling your name and saying, Brandy, this is your place. And when I see you, Brandy, when you get off the bus, it's not going to look familiar. There will be no familiar surroundings. And you'll say, well, Lord, what am I doing here? But you must understand that God is calling you to break out of the pack, so to speak. Break out from amongst your peers, because God's going to put you with a new group of people, a new group of dreamers, people that believe that all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. I'm not saying that the company you're keeping now are bad company. I'm just saying that God is moving you to another level and putting you with another company that's going to provide major opportunities for your life. So don't be afraid. You may say, hey, this is not my stop. This is not familiar. But the Holy Spirit's saying, just get off the bus when it comes your time, and get off the bus, unfamiliar surroundings. But God is saying there's going to be a whole new group of people that is going to wait for you, people group waiting for you to help you move into the next dimension of your life. Those things that you've been dreaming for, longing for, hoping for, God has been looking and he has been listening, looking and listening. So I declare over you, Brandy, that a new stop is coming in your life, and a new group is people group is coming. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Callie?
Albert R., I hear the Lord saying you're Skywalker. I hear the Lord saying you were born, conceived in your mother's womb, and born to do the impossible, to do the things of God. I break off every generational curse or limitation that you've ever operated on in your family. I declare that you will do great exploits. I see you coming up with a business idea that radically changes the industry that you're called to, or the industry that you're working in. You have an idea, you have a thought, and I believe that this thought and idea will not only bless you and your family, and set your family up for a legacy and a whole. You'll literally begin to operate in your God royal anointing and calling. You were called from your mother's womb to operate at a very high level, and God is blessing you. You're hearing the voice of the Lord. You must step out. You must do it. God's going to bless you. He's going to bless your family. You will not only bless your family, but you'll bless the kingdom. You'll pour major finances into the kingdom of God. I bless you in Jesus' name.
And Jennifer D., the word that I'm hearing about you is, who told you that? And sometimes when we listen to wrong voices, we make wrong choices. And you've been listening to wrong voices. I'm not talking about just voices of people around you, although they could be that, be those voices. But there are voices inside of you because of struggles that you have had over your lifetime that are telling you that, no, you can't do that. You don't have the education to do that. You're not capable of doing that. You don't have the resources to do that. So all of these voices are just coming in like a flood. But the Bible said when the enemy, those voices come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. I declare that the Spirit of the Lord over you, Jennifer D., is lifting up a standard against those voices. And when you resist those voices, resist the devil, those voices, and he will flee in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will come in and begin to flood your heart and your spirit with those things that he knows that you can do. And so there are many things that you say, well, I can't do, but the Holy Spirit knows what you can do. And sometimes we say, well, the Holy Spirit is not going to ask me to do anything that I can't do. Oh, yes, he will. He will. Yeah. He will ask you to do things that you never thought you could do.
Yeah.
And I believe that you can fly. I just declare over you, Jennifer D., that you were made to fly. You were not made to stay in the hen house, but you were made to fly like an eagle. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jennifer, I break off all fear in Jesus' name. I declare in Jesus' name that you are not fearful, but you are fierce. And the reason you're fierce is because your dependency is in Jehovah God. Your dependency is in the Lord. And I just prophesy over you, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey the word of God. All the voices, I stand in agreement with Papa Dale, all the voices that are not godly, I hear like this low roar of voices that are not godly. They're wanting to lead you down a different path. They will begin to quieten, and you will only hear the voice of the Lord. You will only see the pathway of righteousness. God has called you, and you're a woman that says, "Who am I?" And the Lord says, "Yeah, who are you? You are a mighty woman, a warrior, a princess warrior that I have called to do great exploits. Trust in me and watch and see. I'll take you to places you can't even imagine in your natural mind. I bless you and believe with you and stand in faith that everything God has promised you will come to pass."
Hallelujah. And I set myself in agreement. That was a good word. Andrew S. You know, when you were a boy, there were maybe your parents or your family or friends gave you a name, and it was bullheaded. You were bullheaded. That meant that you were stubborn and tenacious. And you know what? That is a good name for you, Andrew S. Bullheaded, tenacious, aggressive, one that will not take no for an answer. And when other people pull back, when other people move into that preservation mode, they're trying to preserve themselves. You keep moving forward, and because of your bullheadedness, because of your tenaciousness, because you are not willing to give up, God is opening new territories for you, and others are going to look at you that know you and say, "How did Andrew ever get there?" But it's because you're very tenacious and you are bullheaded. I say that in a good way. And God is opening these major opportunities for you. And people are going to look at you because you were not willing to take no for an answer and see you in a whole different light. And you're going to open the doors for a lot of others. I bless you in Jesus' name, Andrew. Amen and amen.
Papa Dale,
yes.
One of the things that I'm hearing the Lord say is, and he's been talking to me about this, and I think it needs to be prophesied and spoken to the atmosphere, is many times we find ourselves on one side of the fence or the other. In other words, maybe you're an amazing prayer warrior, okay, and you spend a lot of time in prayer, but that prayer needs to convert to action. In other words, we don't not only need to be prayers, but then we need to follow through, go into the world and be the light. It needs to convert into action. Or you find yourself that you don't pray enough, but you're a real doer, okay? Mm-hmm. But to do without prayer, you can do a lot of things that are just good and not God. But I see God taking the church, and this is what I hear the word of the Lord, that we're not only going to be people, men and women of prayer and real consecration, but we're going to be men and women that go in and do great exploits in the natural, in this life. Now, you know, you can get on one side of the fence or the other, and God says, "I want you to be both. I want you to be prayer warriors. I want you to seek my face daily. I want you to commune with me in a way so we can have this intimate relationship so we walk in sync, we partner together. And then I want you to go out into the world and do what I've asked you to do and take those steps of faith. Because that's when we really begin to take, God's called us to establish God's kingdom here on earth until he takes us back home with the rapture.
Yeah.
So while we're here, we're not only to be praying and doing the spiritual things that we do, but we're to go into the world and let that turn into action. God has called many of you that are listening, you've already gotten a word to do something and you haven't done it. Many times I've seen people line up for words and they haven't done the word that God gave them. So I just want to encourage you, God wants you to pray and do what he's called you to do.
That is a great word, great instruction, Kelly. I believe that with all of my heart. I have a word for Jeannie E.S. Jeannie E.S., you are a faithful woman, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have felt all along that you are not able to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God because you have not had sufficient finances. You must understand that motion attracts finances, that you need to begin to announce your dreams. Write the vision down. Make it plain. So one translation says, write it on a billboard so that others can read it. You put your vision down. You make your plans. And I want to tell you today that there is no lack of finances for you, Genie ES, to fulfill. And you say, well, time is passing me by. No, you're still here. And the best is yet to come. So write the vision down. Make your announcement about where you're going to go. Make all of the plans because God is with you in Jesus' name. And Michael B., I declare the Lord is at work. And you are a miracle worker. I mean, God is working miracles through you. People that are at death's door need a word from you because you have the anointing to break the spirit of death off of people. And Donna T., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, pick it back up. Pick the mantle back up that was passed to you years ago. And somehow you feel that you have your sufficiency, the ability to make major contributions to what God has called you to is no longer available. But it is. Pick the mantle back up and proceed. Continue on in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Callie?
Amen. I've got a word for Kathy. Kathy P., Grace P., Kevin P., and I think this is Jamie P., and Brian. This looks to be a family, and here's what I hear the Lord saying. Your family is experiencing a major upgrade. A major upgrade. You have faced opposition, but you have been faithful. And I see a major upgrade coming for your family. I see you standing. I see you smiling. I see you crying. I see you jumping for joy. And God is bringing many things that you have prayed for, many things. And I think grace maybe is the one that I keep seeing first. Many things that you have prayed for, you know, have not come to pass, but they're going to. They are coming to pass. They've already come to pass. The Spirit, God has sent forth angels to bring things into order. This is the year of redemption. You will see major breakthrough in every area that you've been standing for. I see major revival in your family, even above the names that were sent in. I see major revival in your family. People that, aunts and uncles that had wanted nothing to do with God are going to run in to the church, run in to a relationship with God. God is bringing major alignment and revival to your family. I see you jumping with joy and thanking God for the breakthrough that he is bringing this year, 2017, not next year, this year in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. That's a great word. Joy, D-N-W. I see you in the political arena, in governments. You have an incredible gift to debate. You're passionate about what God is doing in this nation. No more standing on the sidelines. God is, this may be a word also for several people that are listening on BPN Radio today, but God is moving people into the political arena, especially on the local level, to run for school board, for mayor, for a county sheriff, whatever it may be, to get involved. And that's you, Joey D&W. And I believe that God is going to give you incredible opportunities. And there are people waiting to support you, your campaign. There are funds that have already been set aside in Jesus' name. And Tina C.E., I hear the Holy Spirit saying you need to come out of that pit you've been dwelling in. No more pity parties, no more criticizing yourself, no more feeling sorry for yourself, because you are a very gracious woman and you have allowed other people to put you, many times, you've allowed other people to put you at a disadvantage. No more of that. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you are next in line. Don't defer to the next person and say, no, you go ahead of me. No, 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 Tina. You are next. So proceed in Jesus' name. I bless you. Amen and amen.
I see a spirit of boldness coming over you, and many that are listening today, where you've known what God wanted you to do, or you've known God's given you insight and strategy, but there has been a spirit of fear. God is breaking off all fear, and a spirit of boldness and faith is taking over, much like it did Gideon. He had to come to terms with who he was. God spent some time with him, and he began to see himself as a mighty man of valor and a man that could lead a nation to victory. And I just declare that you're seeing yourself as a woman that can lead your family to victory, lead people to victory, lead others to victory. I see men and women on this call today that are seeing themselves by faith. They're dropping off every idea that the enemy has sold them and every lie. And they're only seeing themselves through the truth of the Word of God. And they're believing, you're believing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are called. You are anointed. If God gave you a calling, if he gave you anointing, he is going to equip you to walk it out. I have one here that I want to pray for, Greg S. Greg S., you march to the beat of a different drum. People don't always understand you. People can be a little bit maybe enamored with the differences that your personality has, but I see the hand of God is on you in a great way, and God is giving you real areas of expertise where you have supernatural abilities, and I see God expanding those abilities, causing those ideas and those abilities to bless you, to bless your family, to bless your church, and even to bless others. There is a word in you that when people hear it, they're going to believe that they can do the impossible. Not only are you anointed to make money and to be a great, to be a king in God's kingdom and bring forth wealth, but you have an ability and an anointing to incite that seed of faith in others, and God is going to begin to give you strategy, and God loves it that you march to the beat of a different drum. God made you the way you are, and you must rejoice in his goodness. Amen.
Amen and amen. Boy, that's a great word. Jessica M.V., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are an amazing entrepreneur. You have the ability to put major things together. And it's all, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, it's all coming together. Joe D., you're a man of great influence with many friends. Listen to your voice. And you're kind of like E.F. Hutton. When Joe D. speaks, people listen. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Christine J., God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in time of need. And God is responding to your voice even at this very moment. Ludell H., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if you want to, you can. If you want to. And so the Holy Spirit is just waiting for you. Sometimes we say, well, Lord, I'm just waiting on you. But Ludell H., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're not waiting on me, girl. I'm waiting on you. I'm ready. And I am waiting, and when you start, I will start with you. When you walk, I'll walk with you. And when you run, I will run with you. And Jedediah W., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, is going to give you an entrance into the country music field, writing, singing some songs. And I believe that you can operate in both worlds, in the Christian music world, the country music world, and God is opening doors for you. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Lorietta A., that you are a great strategist, organizer. You bring things into proper order. You are a person of divine order, and many people are waiting to hook up to your gift because you are very multi-talented. I bless you in Jesus' name.
I hear the word of the Lord saying, this is the year of the handmaiden. This is the year of the handmaiden. There is a 10-year decade of revival that God is raising up women and handmaidens, not only across America, but across the world, that they're not fearful at all. They're fierce. God is using them to bring forth great revival. And there are two women in particular that are listening in today that God has handpicked you to lead an army of handmaidens that will shake this country with revival. We thank you for revival, and I'm talking about systemic revival. Revival where the churches are filled and people are hungry.
Yes.
Revival where righteousness prevails. Revival
yes.
where beer joints and houses of ill repute shut down. Revival where sex trafficking becomes zero in
yeah.
a city and a region. Revival what causes people to live holy and desire. Revival where people are getting prophesied and healed in the streets and the highways and byways.
Yes.
Revival where our colleges are becoming revival centers.
Yes. Yes.
And our places of entertainment are filled with people worshiping God. I prophesy a desire and a heart among your handmaidens, God. You're raising up handmaidens across this nation that will pray until their families are all saved.
Yes.
There's nothing, you know, there's the old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, here's my new saying. When mama's prayed through and happy, the whole nation is happy.
Yeah.
And I'm just declare and saved. And I just declare that women are taking their rightful place in this nation and taking the mantle of prayer and taking the assignment of intimacy and taking the marching orders from Holy Spirit to go into their cities, their schools, their supermarkets, their places of work, their businesses. I just declare we're seeing a major shift in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I set myself an agreement, and that's what I've been doing for many, many years. I've been praying for another spiritual awakening in America. And I believe another wave of revival is coming, and I'm so thankful that I can be a part, and thankful that Breakout Radio is going to be a part. We're going to be brought. We have the ability now to broadcast live from anywhere in the world where there's an internet connection, and it's going to be amazing what's going to be. People are going to be hearing in days to come. I would also like to remind everybody that we're putting these prophetic broadcasts, these prophetic Tuesdays, on our Breakout Radio Church website. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and to the left on the wall there is all of the programs, the prophetic Tuesdays. So if you fail to get to listen to one, that will be available. Those are available, and today's will be available soon. Of course, this broadcast will be replayed throughout the day here on BPN Radio. And when you go to letspray america.com and sign in, you'll be able to get a radio schedule for every day. Hey, Grace P, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that as you wait upon Him, He is renewing your strength. And you may say in your own heart, in your own mind of minds, hey, I've been waiting for a long time. And sometimes we get weary of waiting. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't be weary in well-doing. If you're waiting in well-doing, don't be weary, because the Holy Spirit is at work. And that one word that is coming your way is going to be so powerful that it will change not only your life, but the life of others. And you will be so thankful that you did not move forward to accept second best. So many people hear something, they go for it immediately. You got to know that when God's will and God's time kiss each other, then that is a beautiful thing. And Jessica R., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, record a single. You know, you're like a person that has been singing in a quartet, and you're used to harmonizing with other people. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to record a single. There is a door that is going to open for you that is only enough room for you to go through. But as you go through, you will tell others to come, and many will come after you. And you will understand, Jessica, are that one act of obedience is just going to open the door for a lot of other people to go through. And Terrence W., I hear the Holy Spirit saying God's delays are not His denials. You're definitely a star in your own right. and your influence is growing over the wall. And I bless you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Patrick O., I hear the Lord saying you like to mess things up and put them back together again. You love to encounter people who have lost their way. They're like walking dead men. But you have the ability to speak life over them and help them to take the mess and put it back together. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Brian P., I hear the Lord saying that you're a man of logic and reasoning. You love Jesus very much, but you're also a man of logic and reasoning. But in the last few months, you have been having experiences that felt like supernatural experiences, like angelic activity was being unleashed over you and your family, and you are hearing and feeling right. There is angelic activity over your family because they are doing the bid of God over your family. And many of you hearing have had that type of situation where the Lord is speaking and you're praying, God is moving, and he's sending forth angels to help you. It is a season of open door, open heaven. So the angels of God have been assigned to help us when we pray. They're loosed on our behalf. And Brian, you've been feeling that, you've been sensing that, and you're saying, okay, I'm logical, I'm reasonable, but I cannot deny the supernatural power of God that's happening in my life. And many of you are feeling that, seeing that, and sensing that, maybe even seeing angels in and around your family. And just worship the Lord and know that God is moving on your behalf. He is moving on your behalf. There are more with us than there are against us.
Yes.
And we must ask God to open our eyes so that we can see that yes. We have way more with us
yes.
than there are against
Hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
The enemy has no hold on you unless you believe a lie or shut your mouth. When you believe a lie and agree with a lie, mm-hmm. then the enemy will have entrance into your life. Mm-hmm. Or when you refuse to speak and declare the word of the Lord. And I'm reminded about Abraham at 75. God said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And he agreed with God.
Yeah.
And about 82, God came back to him again and said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And he agreed with God. At 99, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And Abraham meant father of many nations. And every time that boy walked into a room to introduce himself, he said, I'm Abraham, father of many nations. And he began to declare what God had said over him. See, God had to change his name so he'd start talking right so that he could see. And within 1 year, 99, God changed his name. By 100, he had his promised baby boy in his arms. And I just declare that we're going to declare the word of God. We're not going to be in agreement with the enemy over any area of our lives, and we're going to speak up and declare the word of the Lord. When you get a prophetic word, you must steward that word
yes.
and you must declare it.
Yes.
You must declare it. I had a friend who got a prophetic word many years ago that she was going to have all of these community resources. She was going to have a thrift store. She was going to have a food bank. She was going to do all these great things in her community. She got struck with a horrible disease and was down, and they said she was going to die. She got that prophetic word out, mm-hmm. and she said, God, this has not come to pass yet. And mm-hmm. I believe this word. Now I'm declaring it. And God gave her a strategy, and she was healed. And every one of those prophetic words were walked out by her because she would not let the word die. Now, I just declare today that the prophetic words that you've got, you will not let them die. You will declare them into the atmosphere. You will stand firm knowing that God is faithful and just to perform what he promises.
that's a great word, Kelly. Wow, you are preaching now. We the power of us making an announcement. I remember in 1986, I was ministering in Los Angeles, and there was a man from South Africa that sat down at the piano, and he began to sing just before I got up to preach. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, you are going to South Africa. Now,
Wow.
You know, I'm not in the traveling mood, but I can still get on an airplane, and that has been a long time ago, Kelly, 1986. I've been many nations of the world. I've never been to South Africa.
But one day
I'll take one more trip at least. I'll get on that plane. One time it looked like that the plane that I was on was going to go down. We encountered a major storm, and even the stewardess was banging on the door of the pilot's door. She was so fearful, and I knew that we couldn't go down because I knew I hadn't been to South Africa yet. And so,
I'm just
going to South Africa. I don't have an invitation. I don't have that to come about. But we need to make an announcement, and I believe that somebody listening out there needs to declare it. Like Cindy B, you need to declare that you are an incredible communicator with a wonderful singing voice. Daniel Andrew C, you need to declare that you have many ideas and witty inventions. And I want to tell you that God has not run out of ideas and strategies, and he's given them to you. There's a little pause there, but it's going to start back. There's a little Selah there in your life, but it's going to continue. Brian D., I see you transporting goods. You need to say, I'm transporting goods from America to other nations of the world. Ellen B., you need to say, I'm going to have major storage units, and I'm going to have a major... So I'm going to give oversight to a major or ownership to a major storage company. Andrian C. I just declare there's a wonderful, mellow, melodious season in your life. And you're going to be singing songs like, I Can See Clearly Now.
Yes.
The clouds are gone. And I just declare there's a clear opening for you, and the hand of God is mightily up on you. In Jesus' name, I bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost, Kelly. Hallelujah.
Yes, me too.
I believe there's people right now that are under the influence. And I just believe that there are people that are saying, I'm just waiting for a word. I just sense that God is just going to pour his spirit out upon people that are listening right now on BPN radio and people that listen to replays of this broadcast, because I just sense the Holy Ghost coming upon people. And I was in a meeting in Florida years ago in the early 80s, and I went to hear a man from Korea, South Korea, by the name of David Younghee Cho. He did not prophesy over me, but there was an impartation. And
yeah.
I received that impartation, went back to my church in Oklahoma City, began to prophesy, and I'm still doing it now. And Callie, I just believe as we pray in the Holy Ghost that there's going to be an impartation. I feel it now coming upon people who are going to prophesy. There's going to be an impartation of the Holy Ghost. Many of them are going to break into laughter. Many of them are going to see open visions. Many of them are going to hear the voice of God as we pray
yeah.
right now. Kura
bria tarabashara bakuta.
Kirita shakotori be ite.
Papa Dale, I hear the Lord saying over Brenda and Larry C. I hear the Lord saying that this is starting a year, this year, 2017, is starting a year where you're going to mentor. You've been a mentor for a long time, and you've helped a lot of people. But you're going to mentor 10 couples. Some of them you've already started with. Some of them are going to be brought into your life. 10 couples. And you're going to mentor them in life. But here's the real important thing. You're going to mentor them in the things of the Spirit. And they are going to literally be, I see them like jolly green giants, that they will, your seed and your mentorship will go into their heart. And you will just do what God's called you to do. And in your humility and your humble way, you just want to love people. And I see jolly green giants going out over the earth and shaking the earth because of the mentorship and the love and the sacrifice that you have put into these women and men. And it will not just be in the natural, but it will be in the spiritual. And you're going from a place of just success to major significance. God is bringing you into a place of major significance. You have success. You walk in success. But God says, I'm going to make you majorly significant in my kingdom, because what you're going to pour out will leave a legacy for many, many generations.
Hallelujah. I just sense there's an impartation. There are people receiving an impartation to preach, to prophesy, just a release of anointing. And because time is running out, I bless you right now, Lori B., and I bless you, Keith F., and I bless you, Leonard G., excuse me, and I bless you, Joe, Britton H., and I bless you, Lisa M., and I bless you, Erica P., and I bless you, Jessica R., and I bless you, Victoria J.B., and I bless you right now, Greg M., and I bless you, Marilyn E., and I bless you, Kelly A., and I bless you, Debbie Keen D., and I bless you, Linda C., I bless you, Penny H., I bless you, Verna G., whoa, wow, bless you, Harvey G., I bless you, Joanna A., I bless you, Kelly B., oh my goodness, I bless you, Amber B., we got all these people, I just bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I prophesy in the next 3 days that many of you will begin to hear the word of the Lord in your own prayer time in a much clearer way. See, the goal for all of us. Yes, I can tell you story after story where the prophetic changed my life. But here's the deal. The spirit of prophecy has been unleashed over these airways. And God has taught, whether we called your name or not, God has you in the palm of his hand and he is speaking to you. And many of you are going to hear very clear in the next 3 days strategies, open doors, things that you should do. And you're going to get answers to questions and problems and things that you've been asking God for. There is an anointing for you to see and an anointing for you to hear. So be encouraged.
Yes.
God is with you.
God is with you. I really appreciate all of you that have been listening today. And, wow, I love these prophetic Tuesdays. And I'm so thankful for everybody's been listening. And we're going to be prophetic Tuesday, at least every Tuesday. We may increase as time goes on. So very, very thankful. Know that God is at work in your life. If you would like to support the Breakout Prayer Network, we would be thankful. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page, there's a donate button. You can use your credit card, debit card. You can use your PayPal, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. We got about 30 seconds. Callie Hargraves, thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
You're a blessing. You have an incredible prophetic anointing. And if anybody lives in the Houston area, they need to go to church in Baytown, Texas. That is an incredible church. And God is working mightily. God is working in your ministry. And do you have a website, or how can people contact you?
They can go to COL Baytown or BaytownCOL.com, actually, for our church. And it's Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. So if you just Google Baytown Celebration of Life, everything will come up, and you can find out what we're doing. And we have Warrior Chicks also that, you know, we're ministering through. And then we're also promoting an event. We're part of a group of women across America that have been called to prayer and to really pray for this nation and really bring on, be a part of this next great awakening that we believe has already started. It's called Her Voice. We'd love for you to become a part of that. We're having a big event. Actually, I'm using the word event because I don't have a better word for it, but it's really not an event. It's a prayer. It's thousands of women are going to converge on Portland. Wow. In Portland, we're going to pray. We're going to believe God. We're going to see things set in order.
Okay. And that's called Her Voice?
Her voice.
Okay.
You can also email us, and we'll connect you with her voice and then talk to you about signing up to be a part of that. That will be December 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And we're a part of that. We believe that is a real
listen,
pivotal move.
Listen to Callie Hargraves on Wednesdays at 1 and 7. She'll give you more information. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.